Did you really think you were going to get away? Did you actually think you would escape? Oh, you did. That's downright precious. Oh, I'm sorry, sweetling. No escape for you. That face. So tragically sad. Don't be sad. I'll make your blood bitter. And if your blood is bitter, I won't need you anymore. What was that? No, there was a look on your face. Oh, no. No. Oh, no. You don't think. That's beyond precious. That's just downright adorable. Let me guess. You think I'm attached to you? You think that I'm infatuated in some way? Obsessed? A vampire? Falling for a mortal? But unable to express her emotions? You do? You really, really do. I don't know what to say. That's insulting. That is really, really insulting. You humans, you're so romantic. You have these fanciful ideas about vampires. Since we came out of the shadows, since the grand reveal, we've capitalized on that. It's annoying, it's so annoying, but all part of the plan. We have to win you over. And the best way to do that is to be what you expect. Television, movies, novels, fanfic. You think that we are romantic figures? You think that I kidnapped you because there is a compulsion, there's something about you that I just can't resist. And there is. But it's not what you think. We don't care. Not the way you want us to. We don't look at you and see stars and hearts and glitter. Sparkless. No. We look at you and see lunch, or dinner, or breakfast, depending on how late I've slept. You're not a person to me. I'm not in love with you. I'm not attached to you. I'm not desperate to keep you close. You are food. You are a blood bag. Now don't get me wrong, you are delicious. Your blood is gourmet. But you're just a blood bag. And the only reason I don't want you to escape, the only reason that you're here is because I'm really, really lazy. I am so lazy. And exhausted. Who knew that acting could be so exhausting? It is playing a part, listening to your mortal whinging and whining and rambling. Oh, living up to your expectations, reacting how you want us to react. Is exhausting and annoying, and all I want to do is just kill all of you. Well, not all of you. We'll need some of you for the factories and the farms. See, some of us like our food free range, and some of us like battery farmed. But what we don't like, what we really don't like, is when our food slowly kills itself, and that is what you're doing. Oh, what a mess you have made. Not you. I mean, you as in the human race. You really don't think about the consequences of your actions. You're so impatient, and I get it. I really get it, because I am impatient and I'm lazy and I don't like waiting. But you, you put me to shame. What you're doing to the planet, what you're doing to yourselves. Well, we had to do something. If you kill yourselves, if you die out, we'll be left eating cow and... No. So we had to do something. We had to do something drastic. Like coming out of the shadows to save you. For very altruistic purposes. Of course not. We're being selfish. We're acting in our own self-interest. Because that is who we are. We are vampires. We're dead. You humans are so desperate to paint us with human emotion. Ugh. Insulting. It's really, really insulting. Now, don't get me wrong. We do feel some things, but they're all sharp edges. Not fluffy, like was. You all think we came out the shadows because we're dying out. It's just a sob story to get our foot in the door, and it's worked. Oh, look how you've embraced us. You have just outdone yourselves. Really, you have. We thought it would take years. And here we are, 18 months in, and we're almost ready to go. Almost ready to save you. So no, I'm not attached to you. I don't care about you. You're just a convenience. Only you're not quite so convenient, are you? That is what I get. For trying free-range food. See, there are some amongst us who are very vocal. Oh, so very vocal about how good it makes you taste. Give them room to run around. Give them something to occupy their mind. But look what happened. It gave you ideas. And you tried to escape. Still can't quite believe you thought you would get away. You're going to regret it, you know. You're really, really going to regret it. No more running around for you. No more television. Oh no. You're going to be bagged and boxed. Hooked up to just enough technology to keep you alive. But you're going to be in the dark, unable to move. You're going to be in the fridge. I don't care. I really don't care. And if you keep talking, I will cut out your tongue. Oh, there it is. Realization. Oh. What have you done? What have you humans done? Don't pout. We're doing this for your own good. Well, not really. We're doing this because we like to eat. And we need your blood. Because human blood is the most delicious. Human blood is... Some human blood is just gourmet, like yours. And now that I think about it, I don't think I've had breakfast yet. Now, ordinarily, I just tap you. A little needle. Collect the blood. Too much effort. I can't be asked. So, don't mind me. Just a little. Oh, you are delicious. You know what? You're not worth the effort. Bagging you up, boxing you. Sorted. I'll just finish you off right here. I've always been greedy.
Patience.
And there you go. Pity. Now I'm going to have to get takeout. And that means I'm going to have to make an effort. Shame, really. But you were just a blood bag. You were just dinner. Maybe I'll get Italian next time. Or Chinese. I know what. You know what I'm in the mood for? A full English. After a nap. I'm rather full. Silly blood bag. silly human. Oh, you. You did this to yourselves. You really did. Now, for my now.